Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every week on Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if I had my board up in front of me, I would have played the intro. But hey, we're here. And I hope we're on the damn air. He said 307. I'm going based on this. Anyway, this did not start off the way I wanted it to. But we're here. And we're here for a great holiday show. Yeah. We're going to have fun.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yes, happy holidays to everybody.
Yay!
We are coming upon, well, let's see. We've already had Hanukkah, I believe.
Right.
Right? I think we had Hanukkah already. I don't know about, what's the other one? Kwanzaa?
Yeah. Have it's we on had, the 26th.
Thank God somebody knows. Happy to Kwanzaa's coming up here.
We got a lot of holidays.
Christmas.
I don't know all of them.
There's
yeah.
too many. There's
birthdays.
Too many. That's why we just say happy holidays.
Birthdays.
There's, yeah. Oh God! I don't want to get into birthdays. It's a whole nother department.
What about person that's helping you co-host this show?
Why is that a holiday? I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you.
All right.
His birthday is next week's episode. That's why I wouldn't be an ass on that one. Mm-hmm. Next week is JJ's birthday episode, so tune in. And who in the hell is your guest?
This guy, a comedian named Hurricane.
A comedian named Hurricane.
Right.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right, so now we know who's next week's guest is.
Yeah. Okay,
Yes, so anyway, you're here today with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. And can
That's
you
a lot of places.
Please tell Ronan I need my board in front of me because I still don't have anything of mine. I don't know what's going on here. Anywho, I know stuff will be there momentarily. But this week, let's see, I'm behind schedule now. We had a very set specifics. I know, but that's not what, you know what I mean? Because now it's like 7 minutes. Now I got to know when that part is done so that we can go on to the next part. I'm just irritated. So anyway.
Just get to the band introduction. Just
No. I'm not on to that yet. That is not where we're at yet.
Okay.
Don't. You're interrupting my schedule as well.
Just go.
I gotta get my books out.
Okay.
Hey, I had the first 7 minutes specifically for certain things. Announcements. Concerts coming up.
What announce?
What not? You're bothering me. Anyway, I'm shutting your mic off. So
they can still hear me.
No, they not really. So anyway, tonight, besides the wonderful guests that we have in the studio, which we have a lot of awesome guests today.
Yes.
We really do. We have Baz Francis. Yes, and we have James Meter.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'm sorry, I can't remember both names. I don't want to butcher your names. I'm gonna put you on mic and then you can say your names.
I'm Nick.
Nick what, though?
Eberstein.
See, people need to be able to find you. Yeah.
Please.
Nick Eberstein.
I'm Javier Fizdal, or a.k.a. Voodoo Beats. Nice to meet you.
Voodoo Beats. There we go.
Like
All
that,
right.
Man.
So we're going to have some fun with these guys today. They're going to be playing acoustic and whatnot on the show. We're going to have a good time. We're going to play some different songs. We got Baz Francis, and we got Magic 8 Ball, right. And we got James Meter, and we're going to play all kinds of great music. So it's going to be awesome today.
All right.
And then tonight, come on out to the Universal Bar and Grill over in North Hollywood on Lancashire Boulevard. To see as for this go on, you can find it online as Wet Wednesday. I don't know why I called it that. I just thought it was funny. Anyway. Just sounded funny. At least this bar has liquor. It's not just beer like other places we will not name.
You're gonna say a dry bar.
Yeah, no. God, no. No, I would never have an event at a dry bar. It's bad enough having only beer, but dry? Oh, God, no. That would be evil. No, fuck no. People want the experience of alcohol and weed to go along with their music. Tonight, though, playing at the Universal Bar and Grill will be James Meter.
Yes.
We've got Baz Francis.
Yes.
And we got Magic 8 Ball.
Right.
And our buddy Michael Cohen from Mikaru will be playing. He doesn't quite fit your aesthetic of music, but you'll like him, I hope. He's metal.
I was gonna say, he sounds very metal.
He plays very. He plays like almost every show we do, because he's a good dude, and he needs the exposure.
You wondered if it was pronounced "my crew."
I thought it looked like my crew.
When I first knew, I didn't know what it was either. So I asked him, and he said it's "Mikaru." Yes,
as you do.
Mikaru. I have to pronounce it on stage. That's why I know. I don't want to butcher his poor name. Michael, anyway, we love you, buddy. We'll see you tonight.
Yes.
And then this Sunday at the Five Star Bar, we've got our Christmas special. It's our Christmas concert. Come on out this Sunday, December 23rd. Five Star Bar show starts. First band goes on at 8:30. We got Stag Sleep, Caesar Cardona, Sheer Lust, and Vid Mace. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing their damn name right. Vid Massey? Vid Mace. So, some really good bands this Sunday. Come on out and party with us for the holidays.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want to come down for a belated, Kwanzaa or early Kwanzaa or early Christmas, or if you're coming down for late Hanukkah. I don't care what it is. Come down and celebrate with us for the holidays. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's called Sudsy Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And then next Saturday, December 29th, the Five Star Bar, we've got Proland, Black Pearl Light, Devang.
Yeah.
Anti-Polished and Marauder. So come on out and see Devang especially, but all the bands are going to be great. A lot of it's metal. Not all of it, but most of it. But Devang, Vietnamese metal band. And Ross Knapp, the drummer, a white dude with three Vietnamese dudes. I love it. It's awesome. I love that kind of stuff. Different. We like that. We like different. So shout out to all our buddies. And then we got a lot of concerts coming up. A lot. Too many to name. I got tons. We got a bunch of shows coming up at Petey's Place. We've got shows at the Five Star and Universal Bar and Grill. And we just got St. Patty Day. Sunday. March 17th, we booked St. Patty's Day and then at Petey's Place, and then we also have 420.
We're co-sponsored
with Metal Babe Mayhem and MBM Music LLC.
Is the St. Patrick's Day, isn't that on the 15th?
17th.
Okay. Now, I'm not talking about the show, I'm talking about the actual day.
The 17th.
Oh.
Well, the Ides of March is March 15th.
I don't even know what that is.
It has to do with Caesar. Anyway. Caesar Augustus. Anyway, so we're going to play a couple of little quick shout-outs here to a couple of businesses, and then we're going to go right into the music.
Okay.
All right. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
What's up? This is Dirty Davo from Dirty Machine, and you've been listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
That's a little shout out from some of our buddies who have been on our show in the past. Speaking of Dirty Machine, we had a really great time at the Viper Room this last week. You seeing them play at the Viper. They released their new song. So shout out to Dirty Machine and their new song. Go watch their new video. And That was a great show, though. Mm-hmm. We've seen some really great concerts the last couple of weeks. They're a blur, so I can't remember them all right now. But thank you to everybody. Soul Rising, Dirty Machine. I don't know. We've seen too many damn shows. I can't remember. I've hosted some.
We've seen a lot of shows.
I've hosted some. I've gone to some other people's shows, and it's every time has been a good time. And that's all I care about. We have fun. Everybody gets exposure. Everybody has a good time, and hopefully some bands will go home with some money. That's our hope, that we can put some money into some bands' pockets and get them some exposure. But we are here today with the most awesome, if you remember in a previous episode, Baz Francis.
Yes.
To be continued.
This is the to be continued episode.
Part dos.
Yes, part dos. Part de. Remember that? Hot Shots, part de. Fucking Charlie Sheen. Anyway. So we are here with Baz Francis. We have James Meter. We have Javier.
And
we have
Epstein.
Nick Epperstein. So we're showcasing a lot of different music today, which is going to be awesome. So let's get right to it. Let's see. The first one, I believe, if we remember here, we have Something Better Has Come Along.
That is us.
This is Magic 8 Ball. So we're going to do what? Looks like three songs by Magic 8 Ball. Awesome.
We are.
Okay, so enjoy music straight on for like the next 15 minutes or so.
Right.
Great stuff. Let's do this.
We're going to jam out. Jenny's Real Talk on the block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Hit it, boys.
Talking, not a good
plays. I can't wait to see you on stage tonight, though. It's going to be really awesome.
More movement.
We can have, yeah, and amps, like real, like, wee, you know, loud noises.
I was going to say, can we turn the bass up on this a little bit? I can hardly hear it, yeah.
Go up just a little bit. Okay, try it now. A little better?
Yeah, it's a little
right
better.
Right there? That's like, good. Is that good level?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun. Let's crack on.
Yes.
The last time we were in here, you very kindly played a studio recording of Magic 8 Ball for Russian Ballet. So
yes. Now we get to hear it live.
Since I like you guys.
Yay!
Yeah.
We gotta do this.
We're happy you live. Like us. We're happy you like us, Baz.
Yes!
I don't like you. I love you.
Oh!
It makes me feel so warm inside.
Oh, warmy, tingly.
Okay, anyway. On with the show.
Now I think about it every time. I find my winter clothing at the thrift store in the village where the story began. Right on time when I travel to the Brooklyn line, following the Indian to where the people go and maybe gather around. Because if time waits for no one and nothing's for free, then I know what I've got to do. And if Annalisa says it must be true that the world could owe it all to you, but it may take a little while to possess the thing of which she's in denial. When you do it with a little bit of style, everywhere that I go I'm like a millionaire. This kingdom forestation, as long as I can get myself a ticket to ride. Power's down and there's only 7 people hanging back, but one of them's a loser. Every day I spend, I'd like to do it again and again and again. If time waits for no one, don't wait for me. Cause I know what I've gotta do. And if Annalisa says it must be true that the world could owe it all to you, but it may take a little while to possess the thing of which she's in denial. When you do it with a little bit of style, yeah. And I'm back in St. Petersburg again. That the world could owe it all to you, but it may take a little while to possess the thing of which is in denial. When you do it with a little bit of style, and I'm back in St. Petersburg.
I know who I want you to play at a concert with. Soul Rising. Do you think they'd be a good fit for Soul Rising?
Okay, how
this
about
style of music?
How about $11 bills?
No, I know. I'm hitting them up too.
Okay, yeah.
I'm putting together a very specific type of show at Petey's place in April. It's like Friday, April 12th. if you want to keep that open.
I'm going to keep myself very open for you.
The reason I say is because if you do, like, it could be, like, Magic 8-Ball with Baz, with whatever, like, if you, however you want to configure it, even if you want to have James...
Definitely.
...as part of it. I mean, I don't know how you want to structure it, but you'd be, like, the opening acts, like one of the opening acts. Because Soul Rising is a pop rock band. They're, like, really... like higher level, they bring in a lot of people. So this is a good way to showcase you.
Nice.
But your style of music fits well with them.
Nice.
You're a good singer.
Yeah. And I could see like you guys on stage with the full thing. Not acoustic, but to do more of the full.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I think that'd be good. All right.
What happened in 92?
Right.
Crazy shit. I got divorced the first time. Anyway,
my wife was born.
Damn.
Gee.
Damn.
I remember 1992 too.
Damn, 1992. It was a year after I graduated high school. Good times.
Me too.
Good times. Yeah. No. You too. No. Okay. All right. So we're gonna play. What happened in 92?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. But you should have been on this side of the door. The Holy Mother and your theories, only God is talking for. Now summer's come. Don't think I'll let you blame the weather on her. Wait, feeling numb. It's time we set our clocks in tune with the sun, yeah. I caught you looking, but you didn't think I'd see from over there. The girl's a lover, but that's something that she does not want to share. Now summer's come. Don't think I'll let you blame the weather on her. Wake, feeling numb. It's time we set our clocks and chew with the sun, yeah. Let you blame the weather on her. Wake, feeling numb. It's time we set our clocks in tune with the sun. Well, I've changed my mind about a couple things. A condor leans onto its broken wings to fly away. Well, it doesn't seem that far. It is my distinct pleasure for Magic 8-Ball to take a back seat whilst we are joined by the very talented James Meader.
Yay!
Yes!
It's your turn now.
How are we doing this? Right there, sir. Okay. Jump right into it here?
Go for it.
All right. Yeah. This one's called Let It Escape.
All right. As I continue to grow and my life unfolds, I can see clearer. And as I pass on by...
Let me start over real quick. Because my guitar is a little bit
tune here. Blanking on the words. As I continue to grow and my life unfolds, I can see clearer. And as I walk in the streets, it's easy to tell that I should be grateful. And sometimes it escapes with a smile and a wave that I care. Oh Lord, I care. And as I pass on by with a beggar in my eye, I begin to feel. And though it's as small as a seed compared to a grown tree, will it still bloom? So I will let it escape with a hand and a shake that I care. Oh Lord, I care. 'Cause I know you may have been wrong once before, but I can see just where you come from, and I know it's been hard lying there on that floor with just a tin and some hot charcoal. Oh, I know that it's been so hard, but just have faith and don't grow tired. For one day, I hope, yes, one day I hope you'll be back on your feet. So relieved, yes, you'll be back on your feet. Well, don't back down, no, don't retreat. And as I glance in your cup and I recall my downs and ups, I begin to understand. 'Cause I know that it's never best when you can't lay your past to rest. Will it just looms? So I will let it escape with a coin that I've saved, and I will care. Oh Lord, I will care. 'Cause I know you may have been wrong once before, but I can see just where you come from, and I know it's been hard lying there on that floor with just a tin and some moist cardboard. Oh, I know that it's been so hard, but just have faith and don't grow tired. For one day I hope, yes, one day I hope you'll be back on your feet. So relieved, yes, you'll be back on. Don't back down, no, don't retreat. Oh, 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 oh.
Woo! Very, very nice. I like that. That was good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. It was very good. We like it.
That is why we got him.
This is literally a talent-rich show today.
Wow. Very good. Well, the voices. Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh.
It's a talent rich show.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, there was
like the second coming of Nick Drake.
Right?
And I hear shades of Mike Viola in there as well.
Mm. Very good.
From one talented musician to another, my Magic 8-Ball bandmate is going to sing one of his songs from his King Awkward catalogue.
Oh,
I am
nice.
King Awkward, in case everyone was curious.
King Awkward.
King Awkward. I love it. SoundCloud. Easy to find.
I love it.
And if you heard our conversations in the car on the way over, you would understand why he has got that title.
So I feel like that was a one-sided, like, awkward conversation, though, and I kind of just received it.
Well, as a fellow extremely awkward human being myself, right back at you.
Appreciate
All right.
you.
I'm one of the weirdest people I know. My husband can attest for that.
Hell yeah!
I'm a weird geek. All right. So we are going to be playing some awesome more music here. We got Monday Night. Is that the one we're doing?
Monday Night.
All right. So I got it right.
I was going
by the schedule.
At least we're like 10 minutes behind, but we got it.
No, we're not, because we didn't start till 7 after, so we're good.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
We're good. Let's do this. All right. So this is Monday Night by Nick Eberstein.
A.K.A.
King Awkward. Check it out, King Awkward.
It's Monday night. I should be asleep. Just take my hand. We'll run away and not look. I don't know what else to try. You always end up with the wrong guy. Someone that's boring and mean. It kills me to watch you crash. You know that you caught my eye. You're just too hot and cute and shy. I don't know what else to try. You always end up with the wrong guy. It's Monday night, I'm wide awake. I should be asleep, but I'm stuck on you. Just take my hand. We'll run away and not look. It's Monday night, I'm wide awake. I should be asleep, but I'm stuck on you. Just take my hand. We'll run away and not look. I don't know what else to say. You'll probably just turn and walk away. I still remember that day. It hurt, oh how I wish. You know that you caught my eye. You're just too hot and cute and shy. I don't know what else to try. You always end up with the wrong guy. It's Monday night, I'm wide awake. I should be asleep, but I'm stuck on you. Just take my hand. We'll run away and not look. It's Monday night, I'm wide awake. I should be asleep, but I'm stuck on you. Just take my hand. We'll run away and not look. Wide awake, I should be asleep, but I'm stuck on you. Just take my hand. We'll run away and not look. It's Monday night, I'm wide awake. I should be asleep, but I'm stuck on you. Just take my hand. We'll run away and not look. Back. Thank you.
like 5 minutes.
One, two.
That was awesome.
That really was, wasn't it?
That sounded really good.
Thank you.
I like
cool,
it.
Cool, man.
I like that.
Oh, we're doing I Love You More Christmas.
We are indeed. Now, it would not be a Christmas show.
Would not be a holiday episode if we didn't do this. Yeah, we got hats.
I love it. One for you.
I noticed.
Very festive. I like it. I like it.
Decorated by my mother-in-law.
Nice.
Yay!
Oh, yes. Yay!
Sheena brought candy.
Oh, he's got Haribo. It's the best ever.
So that is for you, and if you choose to share it with everyone, that is
of course I
your
would.
Prerogative.
Of course I would.
I'm
it's Haribo.
Finger, but that's all, y'all.
I absolutely love gummy bears and gummy worms, and especially if they have weed in them. Anyway, no,
oh, these are gummy teddies, so I'll
take this. Hey, we love it.
Are they weed flavored?
Gummy
anyway?
Bears, gummy teddies, gummy anything.
I think they might be if they stay in this room long enough.
Yes. They will be later on. No. I'll infuse them myself. No, I was kidding. Next.
Right.
All right, what are we...
Hoping this lovely hat stays on.
I just love you more at Christmas.
I just love you more at Christmas.
This might shock you, but this is a Christmas song.
Imagine that.
A little exclusive for you.
All right, this is I Just Love You More at Christmas by Magic 8 Ball.
Oh, one, two, three, four.
It's been 4 years and counting, and I've never yet been wrong. The money goes a little further since you've been gone. Have been saving an endeavor just for you. You never wanna argue, but the air is always blue. Well, the man, he can't do no harm. Santa Claus ain't lost his charm. And I just love you more at Christmas when my love is deep. Hope to see ya late next year. I just love you more. And all those times when the nights are long, coming back to you. I got a new girl in a dress that fits so tight. She's feeling all self-conscious, whereas I just feel alright. I can't resist her when she's looking oh so fine. The hands that do the walking will most probably be mine. The handprints, they were plain to see. Send the laundry bill to me. And I just love you more at Christmas when my love is. Hope to see ya late next year, and I just love you more. And all those times when the nights are long, I'm coming back to you. And I just love you more at Christmas when my love is deep. Hope to see ya real late next year, and I just love you more. And all those times when the nights are long, coming back to you, it's always fun.
Yeah!
Woo! I like that one. That was
good.
Thank
you very much.
That was very good.
Nice.
That was awesome. Okay. All right. Now
Tommy spoke to some people.
Yes. Now on to the interview section of our
itinerary.
All right. Let's see. So we're going to be talking to Magic 8 Ball first. So we're going to talk to Magic 8 Ball. And we want to know, how long has Magic 8 Ball been around?
This incarnation, 2 months.
Okay. This incarnation, 2 months. Now, I know you started in England originally.
In England? Okay. It was 13 years ago.
Okay.
And when I started with Sam Brown in 2005 in England, our first show was as a duo. And then the next year we began playing as a three-piece. And when I moved out to LA, that was the idea, you know, to start performing as a duo, Magic 8 Ball, and then move on to being a trio, Magic 8 Ball. And it took me a while to find someone to be my duet partner. And then I found Nick on J-Date, actually.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I was just late night
browsing. I mean, he's not Jewish, but I mean, it's good that he's opening himself up to that.
It's cool.
I've had slim pickings.
Hey.
Slim
pickings. I was, you know, my son's father was Jewish.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. J-Date?
No. I met him here in L.A., though.
Plenty of fish.
I met him. No. I was on the Adult Friend Finder section of that one. No.
Yeah.
No, but that's not where I met him. I met him at a telemarketing gig in the Valley.
Oh, very nice, too.
God rest his soul.
Oh. Sorry.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, if he died a long time ago, then it's not a problem.
Been like 17. Been like 17 years. We're good to go.
Okay. Yeah, it's past the sort of
past the expiration date.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It is what it is.
Until 17 years does a part.
Oh, you'll meet my son. You'll meet his son tonight, though.
Will I?
Yes, my son Chance.
Well, you see, that's what...
He's running the door.
We were originally going to be doing 2 hours here, and then last week you said, well, that 2 hours is now going to be one, but would you like to play Universal Bar and Grill in the evening?
Yeah.
And I said, for you, my darling, anything.
Yay!
I think they were my exact words. Now, of course, I do expect sexual favors in exchange for this.
I'll hit up your wife for that one.
From... from JJ.
And, sorry. I for you or for me? No, I'm just kidding.
And I'll send Andrea your way. And
I heard she's really hot, so we're good.
Wife swap.
Yeah.
Wife swap.
So we wanted to make this a family affair. Actually, that's a horrible sentiment after what I've just said.
Scrap about that. Christmas and I was kidding.
I take it all back. But
this show is in good fun.
But and yes, so now Nick and I are performing as Magic 8 Ball, the duo, and in the new year we shall be Magic 8 Ball, the trio, and we shall follow the path of the English incarnation and more. So our first live performance together is here right now.
Wow.
For you. Yay. Our first public live performance on a stage is this evening.
Yay.
For you.
You guys all our first
I feel time. So. I feel very privileged for that one.
And right. I said to you, we were going to make this a Magic 8 Ball Christmas special. And I think with the talent I have brought with me,
I think we're good.
Yeah,
I have more than proved that. Can I please welcome up James?
Yes.
To speak.
Yes, of course.
Because I would
this
like
this is your schedule. We're gonna go. I'm trying to adhere to it here.
I would like James to tell us more about his work.
Okay.
In the studio.
Okay.
His solo albums, and his work on jamesmeter.com.
Oh, nice. Very nice. All right. All right. So let's talk to James Meter.
Hello. Happy
That's
to be
M-E-D-E-R
here.
M-E-D-E-R.
That's right.
For you looking online.
So. You're pronouncing it correctly, which doesn't always happen. So thank you.
You're welcome. it's a name. I remember that name from back where I'm from. I've seen that name before.
Okay.
But sometimes out there they spell it M-E-A-D-E-R, but this one I noticed was just lacking the A. That's all.
Great.
How long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music, performing for about 10 years, writing songs for that long. Kind of grew up doing music, started on piano when I was little and didn't like it.
Oh.
Gave it up.
He's like, nah, I don't like that.
Gave it up, then came back to guitar in high school and then started taking it seriously in college.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And so you were talking about a new album?
I'm in the middle of a new album.
Okay.
That's kind of under wraps, but I guess not anymore.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Okay.
I should talk more about it, but I'm about halfway through with my second.
So we'll just say you're working on it.
Yes.
Like, okay. So have you actually already released an album before? Is this like your second one?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
So I released an album in about 2014, early 2014, I think.
And where can people find that, and what's the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Aura. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, and probably other places I don't even know of.
So they just find it under your name?
Under my name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's out there. It's on YouTube.
Oh, good.
And have a bunch of live performances on YouTube as well. So,
all right.
That's good.
That's fun.
Do you perform regularly, like all over?
I try to.
California, or do you
tour? I try
to.
I've never been on a real tour. I've done little stints where I do a couple of nights in a row here and there.
Oh, okay.
But never like traveled seriously and been on the road, which I hope to do once I finish this next record I'm working on.
Oh, good.
Take it up the West Coast, probably.
That's good.
All right.
That's a good way to do it. A lot of people do like the West Coast, or they do like a Southwest like leg tour or something.
Yeah,
like
I hope to do both because I like going both directions.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's good, right? You want to tour as much as possible.
In the present company, saying statements like that is just good. Yeah.
That's
so,
fine.
James Meader. James Meader, who I have now upset with my expose, and who apparently goes both ways. So,
and that's at jamesmeader.com.
That's right. Perfect.
And I'd like now to introduce a friend of mine. See, I met James at a show I was performing in Upland, California.
Oh, okay.
And I met this next gentleman at a show I was performing in Tijuana, Mexico.
All right.
I wonder if that could be Javier.
Or
did you meet Nick Eberstein down there? I'm just kidding. I'm being an ass.
Have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, I saw that once. Said I'll never do it again. Anyway.
Javier.
Anyway, nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you.
Obviously Javier, or Voodoo Beats, as everybody knows me nowadays.
Voodoo Beats, I like that.
Yeah, originated over from Mexico. I'm over... Nice. Now 6 years as a musician, and now I'm training and being an audio engineer.
Nice.
And being a producer, of course. And so far, what I can tell is this gentleman right here really opened up my eyes and seeing how talented people can be, for real. And right. I appreciate everybody right here, for real.
And Trump hasn't been a dick to you or anything?
Because
I'll kick him in the nuts for you if you want me to. I really don't like him. So.
Oh, no. I hate that guy.
I mean, just this whole thing, because you're coming over from another country, and I'm sure you have, you know, like the visa stuff, like the, what do they call that? A music visa, or it's like performing, like you're a performer or something. It's like a certain class or of a visa or something.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. And I'm actually...
I like that.
I'm also here to announce, obviously, you can find my webpage over at voodoo-beats.com. Over there, pretty much every... beat I make, every track I make. Recently I've been making a lo-fi hip-hop / jazz infusion album that's gonna go on Spotify. It's gonna be in Bandcamp. It's literally called Emotions, because everything from that album is based off each and every day, you know, my emotions.
Nice.
Pretty much.
I like that, though. That's it's more to, you know, from the heart. It's you know, organic, I guess is a good way to put it.
And as well, over at my website, you can, apart from checking out my beats and everything, you can find me over on Twitter, Instagram, obviously BeatStars, and et cetera, pretty much.
So they'll find you under Javier Fizdel or under...
Under Voodoo Beats.
Under Voodoo Beats. Okay. Normal spelling.
Yeah, normal spelling. No,
not with
zeros,
a Z and all that stuff.
No,
you know,
normal
you know how
spelling.
They do that, you know. In the industry, we got to set ourselves apart with a Z, you know.
Oh yeah,
instead
of
an S.
It happens a lot. Know?
I like to make sure that people can find you the right way.
Exactly. Yeah.
So make sure you look for him for Voodoo Beats on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also find him as Javier Fizdel.
Yep.
And then and then you have your website.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
And Instagram as well.
Instagram. Instagram's
although,
a big one.
Although Instagram, the only problem there is that I do have, instead of the O's, I have zeros because somebody took the name and like.
They always do.
Yeah. And the thing is, the person's been like inactive since like 2014.
Oh wow! Damn. Like, so and then you can't even take it over. I can't even take it over. Yeah, because somebody else already had it. I hate that.
Is this a point to explain that that's my account? I know he wants it.
I love Baz's sense of humor.
I'd like crazy. To introduce one last interview guest yes. before we go off into the good night.
Into the good night.
And it shall be a good night.
Yes.
Universal Bar
awesome.
And Grill.
We're going to have fun.
Tonight.
Yay! And this gentleman shall be there. Thank you very much, Javier. And this one.
Thank you. Nick.
Nick Eberstein, Nick my date Eberstein. This evening.
We did dress to match.
So I see that. I see that. It's very trendy. I like it.
Nick, do tell us about King Awkward.
Yes, King Awkward.
Well, I had an old band on Facebook that put a lot of time into setting up this page, but it actually got closed down. I tried to change the name, and they're like, you're being shady or something, so I couldn't change it. So
yeah, they do that kind of crap.
So I started a new one, King Awkward. It's now music that I've kind of been putting together over the past few years. Mm. Some of it's been recorded on an iPhone to surprising success, in my opinion. Nice. Okay. But yeah, it's just kind of like trip-hop, freak folk kind of stuff. A lot of like Portishead influence and... Mm. Kings of Convenience, if anyone knows who they are.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So. These are all names I recognize. Just
you'll hear it in like a Starbucks or a fancy mall. Like
Starfucks, we love you.
Charbucks, we burn your coffee.
I call them Starfucks. I love them. It's my favorite.
And on SoundCloud, you can hear a version of Monday Night, which we performed together. But
there is a
version.
So I just uploaded it last night. You can check me out on Facebook/King Awkward Music, or you can search King Awkward on SoundCloud.
Okay.
The / King Awkward was taken, so it's like user-7402 dot da da.
I love how they do that crap.
Yeah. So, but check it out. The version of Monday Night we did today was more just kind of like islandy, but the studio recording or iPhone recording is very trip hop influenced. So if it's something you'd be into, check it out.
Before we go, can I just ask you, would you be interested in purchasing a domain name I picked up for King Awkward last week?
Oh, yeah. What do you have?
Yeah. Facebook.com/ King Awkward.
Oh. No, I don't want the Facebook one, though.
Oh. He just wants a straight up www.kingawkward.com. That's what he wants.
Did you get it off GoDaddy?
That's what he wants. Oh, GoDaddy's the best. I love GoDaddy. That's who I use for my website.
We've given so much airtime to big corporations like JDate and GoDaddy.
I know. Like, pay us, motherfuckers. I'm just kidding.
I'd love it. I'm just putting this out there. I'd love an endorsement from Grindr.
Yep. I would like to write a diddle for Grindr.
Grindr. I got a good strip song for Grindr.
Is that for on air?
One of our artists sang it. That's a song I want to use for a TV show that I want to produce. But the life of strippers, anyway.
But yes,
strippers.
Strippers.
Mm-hmm. Do check out King Awkward, yes. Javier Fistella's Voodoo Beats, James Meda, and Magic 8 Ball.
Yes, and Baz Francis.
And Baz Francis. Yes. Baz Francis Music and Magic 8 Ball. Yes. I love Magic 8 Ball on YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
Right.
And tonight you can see all of them performing.
Minus Javier. Going to be replaced by Mikaru.
Mikaru.
My crew.
You know you can play too tonight. There's space. There's time. There's whatever. It's not like we're, you know, it's a free-for-all show. We're having fun. It's, you know, let's do this.
I think she's offering you
my
slot.
I mean, you could go on at 8 o'clock if you wanted. I don't care. Whatever. You can go on early. You can go on after them. You can whatever you want to do.
There's an opening at 9:30.
I'm just saying, if you want to play, it's totally up to you.
Come see us in North Hollywood with these beautiful people.
Universal Bar and Grill tonight, Wet Wednesday.
On Lancashire.
At the Dry Bar.
4093 Lancashire. No, they got lots of liquor.
Hola, Alberto, and
speaking
hi,
of
Mom.
Speaking of Grindr and Tinder, they got liquor.
So bring your Tinder dates.
Bring your dates. Bring your Grindr dates, your Tinder dates, your, I don't know, whatever fucking other apps there are out there. But bring them. to the Universal Bar and Grill tonight in North Hollywood, California for Wet Wednesday.
Come say hi.
It is a Get Real Global Entertainment concert series event. Come on out. Have a good time with us. Have a few drinks. I'm going to have drink tickets for you guys.
Oh.
It's going to be awesome.
Really?
How many?
Yeah.
One per person.
Let's just give a few.
If we're in two different bands.
I'll see what I can pull. I can't promise everything. I'll see what I can pull, dude. I might be able to get an extra
I'm coming
one.
On as myself. I'm the drummer on this band. I'm the bassist on this one.
I don't even know how to play any instruments.
You'd be surprised, you'd be surprised how often that happens. Beats.
All right, let's do this and wrap it up. All right, what do we got?
Magic 8-Ball's latest album for you, Richest Men in the Graveyard. If you've already got it, pretend you haven't. It. If you haven't bought it at home, buy it.
You know what we should do? Tonight, if you have any extra copies, you should do like giveaways and stuff. Like we could do like, you know what I mean? Like Christmas giveaways.
Giving away my
raffles.
Stock.
No, make them pay for it.
That's not a giveaway then.
Raffle. It's a raffle.
Auction.
No, but that's the great thing. Raffles. It's a way of making money, but for giving something away at the same time.
Give us your email address. You can have a CD.
Yeah.
That sounds more reasonable.
Send him your email addresses, and he can maybe hook you up with a CD or something. Or
compliment Baz's eyes.
We'll draw your name out of a hat. I don't know. Something.
Is that you noticing my eyes?
We'll figure something out.
Feel free to buy Nick drinks.
Yes, feel free to buy Nick drinks, Baz, James, Javier, us.
My brother-in-law, Mario.
Silent
yes,
giggles.
Your brother-in-law, Mario. His mother-in-law.
Ina, my wife, Andrea.
Buy her a drink. Buy everybody drinks. You
just
know,
buy a couple of bottles.
Come down and have a good time.
Bottle service.
We want to thank Miguel at the Universal Bar and Grill. We will see you tonight, Miguel.
Right.
And I have that microphone to replace for you.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
We got that.
Okay. Want to say thank you to everybody so much. Thank you to Nick. Thank you to Bass. Thank you to James. Thanks to you.
Boys are back in town.
Thank you to everybody. Magic 8-Ball. All of you. Every one of you for playing today. Thank you so much. Thank you for playing tonight at the show at the Universal Bar and Grill. We're going to have
tonight.
An amazing time. Come on out.
Come on
Don't be shy. I might even just let you in for free and whatever. It's a
bring
Wednesday
friends,
night. Fuck it.
Enemies.
Let's do this, yeah. All right. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We'll be back next Wednesday at 3 p.m. with...
Oh, Hurricane. No, not Hurricane.
The comedian.
Hercules.
Why'd you keep saying Hurricane?
Hercules.
The comedian.
Hercules.
You're a jackass. Anyway... Bye.
I thought they were the same
week.
Person.
No. Then after that, the next week we'll have an author. Bye.
Bye bye.
See you later.
See you bye. Jenny out for another week.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.